Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
If you have diabetes, a local support group is here to help. Let's go in depth with Lauren Vary and Susie Roberts, dietitians with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, Lauren and Susie, what do you do at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
We are licensed and registered dietitians. I'm Lauren. I work mostly with our inpatient medical surgical patients here, and I also do outpatient diabetes education, medical nutrition therapy, and I also place continuous glucose monitors and help with insulin pumps and any of the other diabetes technology.
And my name is Susie Roberts, and I focus primarily in the outpatient side of things. And I see patients for weight management or heart-related type of services. I also work with coding and billing. And then I back up Lauren on the inpatient side, primarily when she might be out on vacation or something.
Okay, and so do people come to you with referrals from doctors or other medical staff?
We receive referrals from the doctors, and then we process them accordingly. We help patients to determine if their services might be covered by their health insurance or if they may possibly need to look at a self-pay option.
Let's just say I've been diagnosed with diabetes and I come and see you ladies. So what happens then?
We have some options for you. So depending on how severe the diabetes may be, whether you are newly diagnosed with diabetes, then we would recommend that we help you go through. We have a up to a 10-hour diabetes self-management training program, which is designed to help the patient gain a broad understanding of all things diabetes. Because with diabetes, it can be a condition that affects patients on an acute basis where they may have hyperglycemia or hypoglycemia, or it can also lead to potentially complications such as eye problems, heart problems, stroke, etc.
So what exactly is diabetes, Lauren?
So diabetes is a chronic condition, and it's where your body can't use the fuel that we eat from the foods we consume and change that into energy in our body. And so essentially your pancreas isn't working correctly. It's either not making enough insulin or it's not making insulin at all, which we need insulin to help lower our blood sugar levels. So if our pancreas isn't working, then that blood sugar just kind of hangs out in your bloodstream, and it can lead to complications such as vision problems, kidney problems, and heart problems. And so we want to help manage those blood sugar levels.
I'm guessing for some people, maybe a lot of people, it's sort of a scary thing when they first learn about it.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you, you know, I'm here, I've been diagnosed, you're helping me, and I'm scared. How do you help me get over that?
Mm-hmm. That's a really great question. Because when we go through becoming a registered and licensed dietitian, we are trained to work with people as far as helping to kind of assess where you are as far as
readiness.
Yes.
We learn to kind of meet a person where they're at.
Yes.
And so sometimes we have people that come in and they're more in the denial stage of diabetes because either they don't have any family members that have had it or they don't know much about it. And so they might be frustrated or just saying, oh, the doctor just sent me. And so we kind of work with them and try to meet them where they're at to assess, you know, what changes can we make right now that are going to help your blood sugars immediately, and what changes do we need to make long term to see those results in like your lab works or things like that.
And if I may add to what Lauren said there, there are three things that the patient can do to better manage their blood sugars. They can, number one, take whatever diabetes medications, if any, exactly as their healthcare provider has prescribed, and meaning not randomly or trying really hard not to forget. but that really helps their body better control their blood sugars. The second thing is they can be as physically active as they can. Doing even just simple walking can help reduce someone's blood sugars. And the third thing, which is where Lauren and I really excel, is in helping people monitor their intake of carbohydrates to make sure that they know what range to have those foods in. The important thing with any health condition is that our body needs all macronutrients, which includes carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So it's very important that people know what kind of a range to keep their carbohydrates within.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Lauren Vary and Susie Roberts, dietitians with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, my sort of default position is denial. Mm-hmm. That's just sort of me.
Yeah.
And so I guess you have to meet us where we are, mm-hmm. but then you have to guide us and encourage us. Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
Yeah, definitely. We, we take into account someone that isn't ready to make changes, and we might, check in with them at their next A1C because we'll make suggestions, but, we're again going to meet someone where they're at. We can work together to make small goals, changing from regular soda to diet soda might be a change for somebody. Maybe getting up and walking around their desk at work might be a small change. Those small things can really make a big difference, even for someone that's more in that denial kind of phase.
We also try to help patients realize that having diabetes is not their fault. It's something that we need to now mitigate and manage going forward, but we are part of their healthcare toolkit, so to speak. They work with their primary care physician. They work with maybe an exercise person. Now they've got us in their toolkit to better help manage their health conditions.
Now, the exercise part of it sounds like one of the easier things to do if walking counts and moving around your desk and stuff like that. I would guess that the diet part is harder for people.
Yeah, that's really where, most of the significant changes come from in combination with those other things like medications and exercise. But with diet, sometimes, we like eating certain things, and especially in this day and age, there's a lot of readily packaged available foods that might not be the best. And Susie and I both kind of have the same approach that we can fit all foods. We just need to kind of manage when you have diabetes, like what Susie had said earlier, the amount of carbohydrates that you eat, because those can affect your blood sugar the most versus like proteins and fats.
So I presume you're saying eat more fruits and vegetables. Is that right?
Americans do. We do not do a great job eating enough fruits and vegetables. What most people don't know, I think is most common when I see patients, is that they don't know that fruits and vegetables are a carbohydrate.
Exactly.
And so they might just be eating a lot of fruit and not focusing on vegetables. But there are such things as starchy vegetables, like your peas, corn, potatoes, like we like in Iowa. And it's again, yes, Americans, we do need to increase those intakes, but then how can we also fit that in with proteins and good sources of carbohydrates that are high in fiber, such as whole wheats and whole grains and things like that.
Mm-hmm. More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Lauren Vary and Susie Roberts, dietitians with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. You mentioned medications. Are there anything that you'd like to share about medications today with our listeners?
Yes, we actually just met with some reps last week to learn about the latest and greatest in, it's a class of medication called GLP-1s. It's a non-insulin injectable medication. You might be familiar with Ozempic or Trulicity, Victoza. So it's the new top dog that's coming out here, and that's available to patients. So we're learning more about that. There's always something new and changing in the world of diabetes. And so this is the new one. It's a once a week medication, and the results that we were shown, the effects on your A1C were pretty significant.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to just add to that, if I may. When you're seeing commercials out on the TV, you're seeing new brand name, the latest and greatest brand name drugs that are out there. A lot of people don't know, but the brand name drugs are actually patent protected for 20 years. And so that means that no generics can be made of those. Now, it takes our insurance carriers some time to add these newest and latest drugs to their covered prescription benefits. And so with my background, my previous background is in health insurance. So that, with Lauren being a certified diabetes educator, we make a good team, I think, to help employees, or excuse me, patients know or figure out that tricky path to determine if a certain prescription is or possibly could be covered under their insurance.
Yeah, and then alternatives to what they could possibly use, because those injectable medications are very helpful. We've seen with helping lower blood sugar levels, and then side effects of these medications is actually weight loss. And weight loss is actually one thing that people with diabetes can do to help manage their blood sugars.
Now, a lot of things we do better with people that are our peers that we work through issues with. Sometimes it's counseling, sometimes it's other health conditions. Is there like a support group kind of thing going on?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was something that we started, Lauren and I started together in January, where we have a program called Living Well with Diabetes. And it is open to anyone in the community, whether the person has diabetes or not. And it is designed to be kind of an open forum opportunity for people to ask questions, to talk about, and to network and meet people that are like them, mm-hmm. that are dealing with this condition. Because the thing with diabetes is the person with diabetes has to manage it every meal, every snack, every day of the year. And that can be overwhelming, it can be frustrating, it can be depressing. And so with our support group that meets usually the fourth Thursday of every month, we are trying to bring in speakers. For example, a couple months ago we had a mental health expert, and we had, that was a well-attended support group meeting, and people were able to, they were given strategies to help them better deal with some of the feelings that having diabetes can cause.
Yeah, and then next month we are planning to bring in one of our physical therapists here at the hospital to, go over some, for some individuals they have limited mobility, and so doing some exercises that will help lower blood sugar. So we're excited about that.
Well, it's like anything. It's like going shopping or working out. Anytime you've got people to do it with, it's more fun. It's better. You can share stories and lessons.
Yeah, and you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
Like you're not the only one.
Yeah, and probably people say, well, I didn't know you had diabetes. And maybe they've been friends for a while or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you meet new friends, make new friends.
Yeah. That's a really good point. And one of the things we have is in here at the hospital, we have our meeting in the Learning Center, and we have a rule. We make group rules, and that is if it's talked about in that room, it's kind of like when you go to Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what's talked about in that support group stays within that group, and that helps to make people feel comfortable.
And build a level of trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share today as we close?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we're just excited to be able to do what we do and work with the patients that we are able to work with, and like Susie said earlier, her background in health insurance, and I'm a certified diabetes care and education specialist. I think we make a really good team. That's we, at the end of the day, just want to reach as many people as we can and help out as many people as we can with that have diabetes.
And I'd like to just add to that, for the listeners in October, to really try to come to that diabetes support group meeting. We're having a special guest speaker. Her name is Amanda, and she is from the Diabetes Equipment and Supply Company in Grimes. And so she'll be an expert in the area of insulin pumps, continuous glucose monitors, and we work closely with her to help our patients who may qualify or be in need of those services. Mm-hmm. So she's going to focus on the benefit of monitoring one's blood glucose levels.
And do you happen to know that date off the top of your head?
The fourth Thursday. We can look at a calendar here just really quickly. No, it'll be October 27th. So the last Thursday of October is when we'll have our special guest.
And do we need to pre-register or anything like that?
It's ideal if you do register, and you can do that simply by calling the Knoxville Clinic and asking for the dietitian services scheduler.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go to online to the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic's website, and we do have a link there that will bring you to the that you can sign up online.
Well, this must be a very rewarding job.
It definitely is.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, my father had diabetes, and he was a person who chose to not self-manage it. And unfortunately, he passed away from the complications 4 years ago. So this is a personal thing to me. And when you asked about, you know, if a person comes to us and they might be in the denial stage or whatever, I really, again, try to hear what that person is saying and then just try to work with them slowly, little by little, to help them understand the value of making even a small change can help give them a better quality of life.
Thanks to Lauren Vary and Susie Roberts for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.